On opening night of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein at the IU Auditorium, there were a couple of those huge new plastic brains displayed on the sidewalk. Inside, on stage, as part of the show, there was a good-sized brain in the head of a 12-foot-tall puppet monster. And throughout the evening, there were continuous displays of the agile brain and the wit of Mel Brooks. Young Frankenstein is very much a traditional musical that makes its musical and choreographic bows to the whole canon. There's tap dancing to Cole Porter's Putting on the Ritz, a quartet of Transylvanian villagers that would have been right at home in River City, a wild dance scene that could have come out of Fiddler on the Roof, and even nods to Andrew Lloyd Webber and 50s balladry. Frankly, there were a few songs that outlived their welcome, but the action never stops in this bouncy, bawdy show that has more than a touch of Mel Brooks' own lip-smacking pleasure in the burlesque. The very musical cast was more than up to the athletic demands of Susan Stroman's original staging and choreography. A.J. Holmes was the wishy-washy Dr. Frankenstein at the opening and the considerably more resolute Dr. Frankenstein by the end. Elizabeth Pawlowski was sunny and endearing as his assistant Inga. By the way, Pawlowski has done similar duty for Brooks as Ula in productions of The Producers. Pat Sibley, a veteran of roles like Aunt Eller in Oklahoma, and the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz, was a warmly frightening Frau Blücher, the lady whose name alone is enough to scare horses. The agile Christopher Timpson was Igor, of the Wandering Hump. Britt Hancock was stiffly amusing as the village inspector and hilarious as the soup-spilling hermit. Lexi Dorset was the doctor's initially frigid fiancée. Rory Donovan made a very eloquent monster. Mel Brooks' musical of his Young Frankenstein has its final performance in the IU Auditorium this Friday evening at 8. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.